favorite topics is the Sfina Gosheshes, is the boat that's coming in, and even it's Asur Livroach, so it's harder to think about it as integrating with the ground per se, as opposed to the stilted potted plant, the Atzitz Hanakov, where there can be what we call Yinuka Minakarka, where it's being supported from the nutrients of the ground. That was one possible distinction that we talked about. So the Gemara goes on from here. This is, let's pick it up, three lines from the top of Chesam Bet Aleph. Ela b'sfina de lo mafsik avira, so when it comes to the sfina, where again, there's no, it's not like it's on stilts, it's just, you know, in water. So the question is, how do we relate to that? Damya ki aras michasa, damya v'alat, it's the makiv, excuse me, mafsik avira, lo. Right, so that aris michasa just means like earth is filled in. Within the riverbeds of Israel, everybody agrees that's like Israel. Kol shekineged Eretz Yisrael, hareu keretz Yisrael, shenemer gvul yam, ayalacham agvul hayam agadol gvul, zeyalacham gvul yam, ve'anasen shebitzdadin, ron osam kilu chut matuach aleyen, mi kaploria, kaploria was on the top of Horahar, ve'ad yamok yonus, u'minachal mitrayim, ve'ad yamok yonus, minachut v'lifnim Eretz Yisrael, minachut v'lachutz, chutzaretz, v'rabanan hayu gvul mayav, dilei mibayle lenasen, those are the islands, Rabbi Yehuda Nasen, so that doesn't require a pasuk. So basically, the way that the Gemara concludes is as follows. Any river within Israel, so I don't know if you're writing a get on the Yarkon River, Martin and I were talking about Tel Aviv before, so that's going to be Keretz Israel. L'chol davar in terms of a b'fanei nechta, b'fanei nechtam. The question is like this. You know, you get out your Google Maps, and what you have is, you know, the basically the Mediterranean Sea. So the northern boundary of Israel, if you look in the Chumash at the end of Sefer Bamidbar, was Hor HaHar, which was to the north, not the Hor HaHar that where Aaron died, that was in the Transjordan, but Hor HaHar, which was a mountain up in the northwest corner, and then the Nachal Mitzrayim was a stream that separated a body of water, that separated between Israel and Egypt. Fine. So you have Hor HaHar up here, and you have, again, Nachal Mitzrayim down here. So the question is, what integrates into Eretz Yisrael? So one view is that you draw a line straight down, okay? So anything which is to the west is outside of Eretz Yisrael, that's in the Mediterranean Sea. Like international maritime boundaries, you get 12 nautical miles, that's considered your, you know, sea space, so to speak, you know, territorial waters. Go tell the Chinese, right? They're not so into that. You know, unless it's theirs. Ken's working on that issue for us, you know. So that's the machlokas. So according to the Rabbana, it doesn't seem that way. According to Rabbi Yehuda, the answer is yes. Rabbi Yehuda says that you draw not just, if you think about it, a vertical line here, okay, or a longitudinal line, you draw a latitudinal line. So again, if you imagine you have Hor HaHar up here, and you have Nachal Mitzrayim down here, and what happens is, Rabbi Yehuda says you just draw a latitudinal line like this, all the way out, literally past Gibraltar, go all the way out to the Mediterranean Sea, you know, past Marseille, okay, and all the way out there. And anything which is in this, anything which is in this corridor is considered Eretz Yisrael, all the way out to the west. Rashi, of course, says Ad Sofa Olam, because Rashi, 1040 to 1105, you know, he hadn't yet sailed the ocean blue. So that's what Rabbi Yehuda wants to say. He says anything in that space is like Eretz Yisrael. Anything which would be to the north or the south of those lines would be considered chutz la'aretz for these purposes, okay? The Rabbanan are saying, not quite so far, but they say the Nasim, that the various islands which are within the basic Tchum of Eretz Yisrael, those are included. Rabbi Yehuda considers that to be obvious. So, yeah, it's really interesting. You can use a feature now on Google Maps, okay? And if you don't want to do it yourself, you could have your artificial intelligence robot do it for you for a small fee. So, you know, that you can actually put the settings just like this, where you put the northern boundary of Israel and the southern boundary of Israel and have it track for you all the way out to the Mediterranean Sea to see what maritime corridor would be included in this. I remember It's just so much fun, you know. We were learning Git in 2009, so that's two cycles ago, you know. And Google Maps actually had like just come out, and we were playing with this for this sheet of review that was so novel for us that you could drag this thing and see it. And we were like, you know, we were like kids in a candy shop. We were like playing with this feature. Now today, like if I would show my children that, oh, there's such a thing as, you know, Google Maps, and you could click on it and you could see the Mediterranean Sea, and we could, you know, plot out Chitas Rabbi Yehuda, they would look at me as if I was explaining to them what a refrigerator was or something like that. But, you know, you can chart the time using Daf Yomi. That's how it goes. So the Gemara goes on to say, Rav Meir Omer Akko Keretz Yisrael, that would be like the northern boundary. So Bami Ne Rav Chia Rav Abba Mocher Abdul Asuriya Kemocher V'chotzar Tzar Dami Olo Amar Lahu Tenisua. It's obvious. Rav Meir Omer Akko Keretz Yisrael L'Gitten In La Vadim Lo. Surya de Mircha Katuva. Surya, there's no question. It's outside of Eretz Yisrael for these purposes, right? But even Akko is considered outside of Eretz Yisrael for Avadim. Now, Gittin, again, it's predicated on two questions. Rabba will say Biki and Lishma, and then we have the additional concern which Rabba agrees to, namely the issue of Kiyum Shtaros. So there has to be regular traffic. But what's this issue of Avadim? That there's a Takana de Rabbanan, that if I sell an Eved Knani, to Chutz La'aretz, he automatically goes free. Why? Because an Eved Knani is a Shayach B'mitzvos. He has a Chiyuv Mitzvos, not a full Chiyuv Mitzvos. So he has a quasi Kedushas Yisrael, not a full Kedushas Yisrael, probably. So selling him to Chutz La'aretz is a terrible thing, because we're mafkia him for Mitzvos. In all likelihood, he'll be, you know, working for an Oved Avodah Zarah, which is bad enough. But also throwing him out of Eretz Yisrael is casting him out of the land of mitzvos. So the rabbis came in, right? Hefker, best and hefker. They could do what they want with people's property. You know, obviously that's what the schools were claiming in terms of the prime, hefker, best and hefker, that they, you know, seized their assets there. But they could take away these avadim. They would say, you try to sell your eved to Chutz La'aretz, it's over. That eved is going free because we don't want you to be mafkia, this person. He's already been partially nichnas, Tachas kanfei hashchina. Good. So for purposes of avadim, no. Tan rabbanan b'shloshet rachem shav sasur yilaret yisol b'shloshet l'chol. And this was mnemonic av barak. So av, the ayin, stands for afara. Afara tamei kechotzar etz tomas aretz ha'amim. V'hamocher avdo l'suria kimocher b'chotz aretz. Okay, selling your eved to Surya. Surya is obviously just to the northeast of Eretz Yisrael. It's like selling in chutz laaretz, so it would go free. Maybe get me Surya, kevei me b'chutz laaretz, and you would need b'fani necha, b'shosh aretz yisrael, chayv is meizir shvi, eskeretz yisrael, v'arot sitz dikani b'as betara nechnas, v'akona sada b'surya, kekona, top line of chesam and beis, that's going to be the equivalent of kekona b'farfare Yerushalayim. Does anybody know what that word means? It's actually used in modern Hebrew. Parvare Yerushalayim. Anybody here have heard that word? I actually heard it on, you know, the radio the other day. Sometimes I listen to Israeli radio just to know what's going
on. Suburbs.
That's correct. Very good. That's in modern Hebrew. They picked up this word, even though it's not a Hebrew word in origin. I don't even think it's really an Aramaic word in origin. I think it's actually, it must be some kind of an Iranian, Babylonian word in origin. You could see some of the classic Babylonian etymology here. Anyway,
there was a band called the Parvarim. The Parvarim. It was a trio, like the Kingston Trio, Peter, Paul, and Mary type band in Israel, early days of Israel.
Interesting. Okay. I had not heard of them. Okay.
I think it was like a part, wasn't there a place in, was it the Kamikdash where there was like a place called Parva, like in the middle of the
Yes. Something? Yeah, yeah, but it's like a slightly different word.
It's a different
yeah,
word.
Oh. I think I'm not. I mean, you have to ask an etymologist, but I'm not. I wasn't aware of any connection between the two. But you may, maybe if you could find it, you'd be onto something. Nathan, that's interesting. I didn't realize that they were the. I guess they were sort of looking for the suburban types to come to their consents, the Parvarim.
Maybe Parv. And Parvarim is neither urban or suburban.
Okay.
Maybe, you know, it's in between.
Right. It's right. That's a good idea. I like that idea. You know, it's amazing. You know, you never know why somebody makes it big. The Beatles, the Parvarim. I don't know why, you know, whatever it is, you know. They had only gotten Ringo to drum for them. It would have been a different story. So we'll see what that is to buy that field. So chayavus meiser b'shvias kartzasol kasaver kibush yachid shmei kibush. So this is a big question: is what's the status of Syria? So the Rambam explains as follows: it was a kibush yachid. David HaMelech went to expand the borders of Israel. So a little bit of imperialism never hurt anybody. So he went up to the northeast. The problem is he did it in the wrong order because. That first he had to capture all of Eretz Yisrael if you want to extend the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. So the Kedusha never got fully extended to Syria. There's the difference between Kibush Rabim and Kibush Yachid. The first Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael was installed on the basis of the Kibush Rabim of Yehoshua ben Nun. The Kibush Yachid of David HaMelech wasn't able to suffuse Syria with the full degree of Kedusha. So Kibush Yachid Shmei Kibush. But if the Afar is Tame, how do you get into the airspace? So we say, Beshida Teva Omigdal. Remember, that was the story of the Ohel Hazarah. Remember, we talked about Israel and the airplanes and the hazmat suits. So if you say that Ohel Hazarah, Lav Shmei Ohel, it's not Mafsik Betuma, so the Tuma theoretically should go into whatever, you know, aerial container you're flying in over the Eretz Amim, Beshida Teva Omigdal. Tanya Nichlas Eretz Amim, Beshida Teva Omigdal. Rabbi Mitam Rabbi Yehuda Mitaher, but Filu Rabbi Lo Kamitam Lo Be'eretz Amim De Gazra Al Gusha Be'al Vira, Aval Surya Lo Gazra Lo Aval Surya. Excuse me, Al Gusha Gazra Al Vira Lo Gazra. Syria is right in the middle. So in Halacha we have three statuses. We have Eretz Israel, where there's kedusha. We have Chutz Laaretz like Tinek, which is no kedusha, and then Syria, which is somewhere in the middle. It's called the Kibush Yachid. So there we split the difference. So we say it's not quite Eretz Israel. And therefore, the actual land is going to be Tameh, Afara Tameh. Selling an Eved there is like selling an Eved to Chutzaretz. As far as Gittin are concerned, it's like Chutzaretz. On the other hand, there's no Tumah of the Avir. They weren't Gozer on the airspace. So if you're ready in the airspace, which is a less intensive context, so if, again, you're flying, you know, in your glider over the airspace of Syria, you may have to avoid some Russian surface-to-air missiles, but as far as Tumah is concerned, that's not going to be your problem because there's no Tumah Sa'avir, Tumah Eretz Ha'amim, flying over Syria. There only goes around the land itself. Okay, so Vakona Sada B'Syria Kikona B'Far Varei Yerushalayim. So my Hilchasam Rav Sheshes Lomer Shekosuna of Ono V'Afilu B'Shabbos, that you could write a document on Shabbos. The Gemara says, you have got to be kidding me. B'Shabbos Ankadei Tichna, T'Nisa D'Araisa. So this, Rabosai, is a very, very important Gemara about Amir La'akam. It says that for the great mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, if I could purchase a field in Eretz Yisrael, and by extension, purchasing a field in Syria is like the Parfarei Yerushalayim in this regard, so I could have a non-Jew write the document on Shabbos memorializing, instantiating this sale. So this is a very important source in Halacha because Al Pi Pashtos, to have him do this is an Issur D'Orais. I mean, writing on Shabbos is an Issur D'Orais. So we tell people, again, one of the main topics that, you know, I'm involved in, all Rabbanim are involved with young people who are training to be doctors. Again, and they're not really fully doctors yet, and they're involved in certain things. And computers, I have to say, for all the challenges of EMRs, this is one of the areas where it's helped in Hilchos Shabbos, not that that was their intention, right? Because that's only Nisa D'Rabbanan. But in the old days, you know, people writing notes and everything, you know, that's really Ksiva's Nisa D'Raisa. So obviously, anything related to patient care is related to patient care, right? Things that are, you know, very secondary at best, which if you know, then there's a lot of stuff like that that goes on and whatever. So, you know, that was really an issue. So you didn't find a non-Jew to do it because that's really a Malacha D'Araisa. So to have a non-Jew do a Malacha D'Araisa is not categorically prohibited, but requires a very great cause. The Rama quotes the Bala Iter. So to have a non-Jew, let's say, drive for you on Shabbos, right? Drive you on Shabbos, that's a melacha d'oraisa. So that, of course, is, you know, b'makom tzarech gadol, that would be approved. So this is one of these sources. The Gemara is indicating that Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, purchasing land in Eretz Yisrael, is a makom tzarech gadol, that it's a very significant matter. And therefore, because it's a significant matter, I can ask a non-Jew to do a melacha d'oraisa for me. It's one thing to ask a non-Jew to flip on a light for me, not an incandescent light bulb like most lights today, LEDs, so that's already an issur derabbanan, not to make light of it, but it's a shavus de shavus. It's an amir lakum, it's right there in the din derabbanan, plus another din derabbanan. But to ask a non-Jew to drive me in his car, it's many malachos daraisa. To ask a non-Jew to write a shtar for me is a malach daraisa. So here what we're saying is that Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, al pi pashtus, is you allowed to do a, ask the Nachri to do a malach daraisa for you. It's a very big deal. It establishes the Yishuv Eretz Yisrael is a very significant thing. And it's sort of a piece of what we said before in terms of avadim kichlal, because that was our point, is that when you sell an eved to Chutz Laretz, he automatically goes three because you're mafkia him for mitzvahs. So again, two indications of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael already on our daf. Tanu Rabbanan, eved shevi gito v'kasu atzmecha v'nechasa knuin v'chatzim v'kan v'chasim v'kan. The issue of palgira dibura. So you buy a little kol nechasa ikinuyin nechasa, so it's one dibur. Ma'u amar abayim mitoch shekan atzmo kana nechasim. So since the Eved is emancipated, the nechasim too. Amalei Rava, bishlam atzmo likni mit dehava gerisha, nechasim lo likni mit dehava kim shtaris ta'alma. No, if the owner says, you're emancipated and also all of my nechasim go over to you, so that needs to be validated until there's kim shtaris. Right, two witnesses come and say they recognize his signatures, and this witness is garnished. There's nothing to talk about. Yeah, if it was a Gerisha, we'd only require one witness because Mishum Iguna Akilu Barabanan, the rabbis were going to be lenient in that situation, but we would need to have two witnesses. So Hadar Amar Abaye, Abaye says, Mitoch Shalokan Nechasim, Lokanatsi says, you know what, you're right. But he can't acquire Nechasim, so he can't be emancipated either. So Amar Rava, Bishlam Nechasim, Likni Midahavakim Shtaris Alma. But I maintain my distinction, says Rav. But he can be emancipated. Whatever the formulation was, right, he's going to have his own emancipation based on this document to get shechur. But the nechasim will remain the property of the other. So that's what Rav wants. We have a tradition of Pagina Dibura that we can accept half of a statement and not the other. It's not a kosek for the chasav la'avdo, a person who writes all of the chasav to Zeved Yatza ben Chorin. So the Eved goes free. Shir karka kol shehu, but if he's Mishayir karka, he doesn't write all of his assets, like 99% of them, but he holds on some field, lo Yatza ben Chorin. So the Tanakhama will say, lo Yatza ben Chorin, that he wasn't really trying to set his Eved free. Because we assume that shiur kol shehu could apply to the eved, right? He's just trying to mimifies him. So what happened is once the eved isn't free, so all the other nechasim, even if they would go to eved, what do we say? Masha kana eved, kana rabo. So avad that stays in the possession of the adam. So Rabbi Shimon Omer, top line of Tesam Ralef Olam Hu Ben Chorna Cheyomar Kol Nechasai Nesunin Leploni Avdi. Chutz me echad me ribuya shebahen, right? So that he becomes a ben chorin until he says, all of my nechasim are given to Ploni, my Eved, with the explicit exception of a ribo shebahen. Vam Rav Yosef bar Minyam, Yam Rav Nachma, Vopi, Shekilis Rav Yosef, Rav Shimon, Halacha ke Rav Meir. The halacha is like Rav Meir, the Tanya, Shenemra Devarim Lefnei Rav Yosef, Karla Vamikra Zes, Fasayim Yishak, Meshev Devarim Nechochem. And then he says, oh, how beautiful the words I would kiss Reb Meir, you know, for his insight into this matter, so that we should paskin not aliba to Reb Shimon. Again, even though there's a general rule that the machlokes Reb Meir Reb Yehuda paskin Reb Yehuda, machlokes Reb Meir Reb Yosi also paskin Reb Yosi, always paskin Reb Yosi even against Reb Yehuda, but in this case the halacha came down in accordance with Reb Meir, the standard view. That the Adon was simply trying to be Mifayis, the Eved, and the Shir Kol Shehu meant that even the Eved was not going to be emancipated. Okay, so just to again discuss what we were talking about, we talked about the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says the boundaries of Eretz Yisrael extend all the way out to the Mediterranean Sea. I always laugh about the Shita. Right now there's a big fights about the gas fields in the Mediterranean. We'll see what they amount to. But, I've been a little bit disappointed that Israel hasn't strengthened the negotiating position by saying that we maintain Shita of Rabbi Yehuda, that all of the Mediterranean Sea within the northern and southern boundaries of Eretz Israel is actually our territorial waters, Leinian Gittin, and presumably Leinian gas as well. So that's been a little bit of a disappointment for me. But you know, life is filled with these inexplicable kinds of situations. So that's point number one. Point number two that we discussed is the question of Eved. Gittin is one thing, but Eved, we don't want to be mafkia him for mitzvos, right? So when it comes to an Eved, even Surya is not good enough because you're taking him outside of Eretz Yisrael. Then we talked about one of my favorite topics, which is the intermediate state of Surya. It's a kibush yachid, so we consider it like Eretz Yisrael for certain purposes, but not for others. And there isn't the Tumas Ha'avir in that sense of the term, and purchasing a field in Surya is like purchasing Bifar Varei Yerushalayim, in terms of even Amir La'akum for a Nachri on Shabbos, that we very much want that to be the case. But for and you know other issues, whether again Afara Tame or Mocher Avdo for those purposes or for Gittin, there we're going to look at it more like Chutz La'aretz. So this is all a product of the fact that, and everybody should remember this term, it's a critical term, it'll come up very often, the Kibush Rabim of Yeshua, full Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. The Kibush Yachid of David, because not of all Eretz Yisrael had been conquered. He needed to wait until all of Eretz Yisrael had been conquered to extend the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael, so David HaMelech jumped the gun. As a result, the full investiture of Kedusha never happened in Surya, and so we have this intermediate state, okay, where you're going to have certain halachos will treat it like Eretz Yisrael, but it doesn't have the full Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. So that again is the story of Surya. So in terms of Tumas Eretz Amim, right, we explained that we split the difference. Al Gusha, on the land itself, there we said Afara Tame, but Avira is going to be Tahor. It's going to Tuma Kalusha. It's a little bit of a more dilute form of Tuma. So we'll hold it up there. I want to wish everybody...
Rabbi Friedman, hi. So I think you might have uncovered a conspiracy. You know that Jewish mass, cardinal direction is Kadima. You know, we think east-west.